Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, recently, the Greater Shepparton Women's Charter Advisory Committee announced the 2022 recipient of the Women's Award. It was actually, I think, as part of the International Women's Day celebrations recently. And I'm very excited this morning to welcome the winner of that award to the studio this morning. Her name is Aarti Shah. Good morning, Aarti.
Morning.
How are you? I have to come a lot closer to the mic. Sorry about that. I should have told you that beforehand. I'm very well, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
How did that feel? Was it kind of, I don't know, you strike me as a person who doesn't always like to be in the spotlight.
No, it was quite surreal. And I think one of the things was, I'm not too sure, I actually thought it was a fake winning to begin with.
Thought it was a bit of a joke.
Yeah. I thought, oh yeah, this is really nice. Everyone will get some flowers. Anyway, yeah, so I still hadn't processed it until it was a delayed process.
Well, I think I attended a function that you were at a week or two ago, and every second person was coming up to you and saying congratulations. So people obviously are really aware of it and really supportive of it.
Yeah, I think that was a real surprise because with the things that were mentioned for the award, it was all to do with conversations. It's all to do with getting to learn about people.
You do that very well.
Thank you.
Well, so you were judged on the following criteria: how the nominee made a difference to the community, particularly in Greater Shepparton, of course, how the nominee has acknowledged and embraced diversity, and how you have inspired and encouraged women. And I can see why you got three big ticks there. So maybe if you're talking about embracing and acknowledging diversity, tell us a bit about your background, Aarti.
I'm a bit of a garden variety. I've condensed it to one sentence. So I'm Kenyan by birth, Indian by ethnicity, and Australian by naturalisation.
Okay. How long have you been in Australia?
Oh, that's a good question. Since 2006. So okay. 15 years.
What brought you to Australia?
Studies. So tertiary studies in speech and language pathology.
So is most of your family still in Kenya?
Yeah.
So. And do you get to go back there often?
I do. I try and visit there once a year. And then, of course, COVID's happened. So, yeah.
So your ancestors migrated from India to Kenya?
Yes.
At about what time?
So they migrated. I'm not sure what year exactly, but it was when Kenya was colonised by the British. And so it was, all to do with businesses and infrastructure. And, the building side of things over there.
What was growing up in Kenya like?
That's a loaded question. It was, I think I was very fortunate to have the childhood I did, privileged, but also within that same breath. So things probably kids shouldn't be exposed to too early, but that's part and parcel of life over there. I think having a privileged background in a sense, being able to have an education, being able to have a house, being able to have food on the table, three meals, I would consider that, a real privilege.
Probably wouldn't be here without that background, would you?
Exactly.
So how long have you been in Greater Shepparton?
Oh, since 2016. And so just coming to 6 years.
And did work bring you here?
Yeah.
And you're a speech pathologist, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a bit about one of the main things that you have done that was recognised with the award was the founding of the Human Book Club. Tell people what some people may not know what it is. Tell them what it is.
So Human Book Club is based on the international concept Humans Are Books. So the book club actually started up in 2018 and it was part of the community leadership program and the partnership with the Shepparton Library. So the idea was to get to know people in an authentic sense and to allow people to share their stories and to have a platform where we could all ask respectful questions to really try and get to know a person. And it sort of stemmed from a place where I think it was more anger than anything else. And I was angry about people not necessarily having conversations with others or not learning from others, forming opinions based on what's available out there, but, you know, therefore then leading to silos.
Prejudice, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's where Human Book Club started. And pre-COVID, it was a once-a-month event at the library. It's really casual. I choose a topic and then get speakers or human books to share on that topic, and we have questions and answers.
And then you were able to kind of morph that during the pandemic.
Yes, that's right. So I always found myself having lots of questions for the person talking at the Human Book Club. So obviously I couldn't have myself ask all of those questions all the time. And so I was talking to my gorgeous friends, Sophie and Talia, one day, when it was COVID. And Talia mentioned that, what about human chapters? Because I was like, I would like for it to be an online platform just for me to organize these conversations with anyone. I don't have to necessarily set up a time, set up an event. And so the logistics made sense.
Well, it opens it up to so many more people.
Exactly. And I wanted it to be a little bit different compared to the Human Book Club. And so when she said human chapters, I think it just sort of, it made sense. And it's had the guidelines of, we talk about one chapter of the human's life, and it's opened up to conversations all around the world.
That's probably a good idea, because it's very hard to do justice to a person's whole life, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sometimes people can get caught up on one aspect and then they run out of time. So have you kind of continued doing kind of a hybrid of the two now? So you're doing online and in person, or just back to in person?
Yes, so doing both. So Human Book Club started as of last month at the Shepparton Library, and so we'll have another one this month on the 28th of April. But then with Human Chapters, that's continuing to be online.
Okay, great. And you're also involved, you've actually created a volunteer program, the Communicate with Confidence program, to help the core community build their skills through St Paul's African House. Tell me about that.
So as a speech and language pathologist, we are trained to break everything down to a level of sound. Sometimes it is difficult regarding our scope of practice and what we can do. But one of the things is accent modification. So the title itself has lots of nuances there, but it's to the idea of accent modification and the thin line of cultural identity.
It's a tricky one.
Yes, that's right. So what we were trying to do is not so much modify accents, but actually talk about, there were heaps of conversations around culture, around, gender roles within society, why your posture when you're talking, the volume.
Or how you communicate.
Exactly. Yep. So it was to do with communication, delivering your message clearly, and for the other party to be able to understand
you. Yeah, that's important. That's important.
And to hold a conversation, because if you do have an accent, if you do have a thick accent, then it takes someone a little bit of time, and this is purely from the brain's perspective, to switch into that accent. And so then you would go, oh, wait, can you say that again? And that could be misconstrued if it's happened too many times to someone, to go, I'm not even going there, which means it's a barrier to a conversation a lot of the time. So we had an 8-week program where there's a group of 8 to 9 adults that were part of the African Voice project, and within that there was definitely some accent modification of what Australian accent, or particularly within Victoria, sounds like and what we can be mindful of. But a lot of conversations were around culture and identity, gender, and our history, our upbringing.
Yeah, it is a tricky one, because obviously members of that community can understand each other. It's just when you're going outside that community that sometimes that could be a barrier. So
That's right, and that balance. Communication is a barrier, then your quality of life, employment, opportunities, just access to different services is difficult.
But as you say, it's all about confidence too, isn't it? Having maybe a voice to, you know, to be loud enough to confidence to say what you mean and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely a part of it, and acknowledging what you don't know what you don't know, but...
Yeah, so coming back to that, inspiring and encouraging people and making a difference in the community, there's just a few ways that you have done that, Aarti, and I'm sure you'll continue to do so. You're obviously continuing with the Human Book Club. Is there anything else, any other irons in the fire you need to let us know about?
I don't think so.
Probably more than enough. Congratulations again on your award, your Greater Shepparton Women's Charter Advisory Committee 2022 Women's Award. Can you let people know when the next, you mentioned it earlier, but the next Human Book Club, if they'd like to come along?
Yeah, sure. So it's at the Shepparton Library on the 28th of April, and it's usually from 6 o'clock to about 7:30.
And people can just turn up?
Yep, just turn up.
It's a free event, obviously?
It is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Thanks so much for all the work you do in our community, Aarti, and hope to speak to you again before too long.
No worries, thank you.
Let Merit Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or prearrange a complete funeral, Merit Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merit Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 58251651.
1FM sponsor.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service, delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
The new 2022 Samsung TV range is almost here. So now is the time to contact Jason's TV and pre-order your new Samsung TV. Whether it's a 32-inch for the bedroom or a big 65-inch for watching the footy, the new Samsung range is the quality option for all TV viewing. Easy-to-use smart TV functions are built into all models. And with Jason's TV delivery, setup and handwritten instructions, everyone will get the most out of their new TV. Pre-order now. Jason's TV, 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
This is John Painter.
And Craig Stott from 1FM's Sport and Road. Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Station sponsor. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.